Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. That's Scott Passarella on the keys. Oh, hey, Zach.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Guys, here we are. We're doing a podcast.
Once again, despite the odds, they told us we had to stop. We said
no. So we're in here at midnight. We broke in. We climbed up a fire escape because this is an old New York building.
We lit a gas furnace that's powering all the microphones.
And we have to be very quiet. So the night manager...
That's more so the night manager.
No, that's true. Thanks, Earwolf, for letting us do this podcast.
We're very happy with our situation. Everything's great. And we're also not alone in the room today. We have an incredible guest. Again, nailing it. Guests week after week.
Guys.
100% guest rate.
You know him from every podcast you love. Please welcome the hilarious, the one of a kind, John Gabris.
Oh, man. I love it in stereo like that. I am also the night manager here at Earwolf.
Fuck. Get out, if you guys can keep it down.
So sorry.
Much requested. We're so glad you're here.
Oh, same here. I've never been more excited I don't think I've ever been nervous to be a guest on a podcast before. And this is my first time, so I'm pretty pumped.
The number one thing Zach and I hear is that we are personally intimidating.
Yes.
Yes. It is something about you're both major alphas.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear sunglasses and don't look at the other people in the room, and I do not take them off.
Yeah, I know. Your mic is set up like Blair Witch style, where you face the corner with shades on.
And I do this thing in conversation where every time you say a fact, I just go, is that right?
Yeah, Jess, for those of you...
Subtle negging of the truth all
for
the
those
time.
Of you don't know, Jess is in a wife beater and aviator. She's like Sarah Connor.
Is that true? What is your... do you have any background with musical theater? How can you just be like watching it, doing it,
to be honest, that was what was super funny for me is listening to a couple episodes of Off Book. I was like, I don't even have a point of reference for a musical.
Yes.
Like, I never listen. When I sing at home, like along to like a hip-hop song or a song that I know, my wife still doesn't know what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, you know, she's like, what song is that? I'm like, oh, it's this huge number one single. And she's like, it does not sound like that. I just can't, I think there's, because I can't do accents either. So I think I have some kind of, and projecting here, but I have some kind of hearing thing where I don't hear music right.
We'll tell you after if you're doing it wrong.
Oh, I heard you guys describe the words pitch. That I don't know what that means. Rhythm, no idea. Clapping, nope. Lyrics, can't do it. I can't clap to a beat. I can't maintain a beat. It just drifts away.
My mom made us go to like a cool mass once, like teen mass.
Cool mass.
Teen mass. And it was just like regular Catholic service, but with like cooler music, with like drums and like a guitar.
And like a full pastor with full sleeves. That's like my favorite reference is like cool pastor. hey, it's cool that you don't believe. Grab a seat.
Well, not in the Catholic Church. It's like, I'm still in my full, like, robe, and, like, you better believe, but, hey, here's a guitar.
Here's a guitar, yeah.
But, like, my, it was, like, it was, you know, it was very endearing to, like, watch Catholics, like, try to rock out, and when we left, my mom was like, what did you guys think? And we were like, hey, it's, like, kind of dorky, but it was fine, and my brother is just, like, seething, and he's like, they kept clapping on 1 and 3 instead of 2 and 4. And we were like, that's the takeaway?
Yeah, that infuriates me.
It infuriates
well.
Me too, especially now that I like know it. I was like a little bit younger. I was like, yeah, I guess it did feel weird. But I was like, oh, my brother just doesn't like that he's going to like church on a Tuesday. But really, it was just like rhythm.
Yeah,
your family's like the opposite of the O'Doyles and Billy Madison. Yeah. It's like the McKennas are just a musical dork family.
Yes, exactly.
1 and 3, yeah. Also, hit the high notes, am I right? I got a feeling you McKennas are all going down.
It's, my sister used to get mad at me when we would like sing along to the radio. If she would like find a harmony line and I would follow her, she'd be like, stay on the melody, Jessica.
Oh my God.
So yes, you're right. We literally were like that.
The thing my dad used to do is pump the brakes to the rhythm of the song that was on, like at a stoplight. And we're like, huh. And he's like, smoke on the water. He's like, my dad, like, it's the most cliche dad shit. He would rock out and not barely know the words, but like point to us like, fire in the sky. And we'd be like, just drive. Cars are like looking out over us at this fucking old shitty Subaru that's like bopping at the lights.
We cut to an old shitty Subaru.
We're stopped at a red light. Ooh, it's such a long red light.
Dad, stop doing that.
Stop doing what,
stop,
son?
Stop. You're edging into the middle of the intersection. You're supposed to be stopped right here.
Your father's always edging.
Dad, gross!
Dad!
You know that. You know that about me. I live life on the edge when it comes to everything. Music, driving, climax.
God, I miss Mom so much.
Me too.
Me too!
Oh, sorry.
You know how hard it is not to come when you wanna, kids?
Dad, I don't wanna talk to this with you about this.
Well, it's time, son. It's time I told you about the birds and the bees.
No, Dad, you know what? Pump the brakes! Pump the brakes on this conversation. Pump the brakes.
Yeah, Dad, please.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes on this conversation. Pump the brakes.
I won't let you ignore it. I'm gonna fucking floor it. We're talking birds and bees.
No, no, no.
Super, super, super not interested in hearing your thoughts on sex.
And Dad, you're pulling away from the other cars on the line. Please don't take this time to talk about sex. It'll blow my mind.
Would you please pump the brakes? Pump the brakes on this conversation. Pump the brakes.
Shut the fuck up!
God, Dad!
Yeah, shut the fuck
we're
up!
We're just telling you!
Yeah, Lucy, Jess, Lucy, swallow these.
Lucy.
What are these? These little bags of weed. Okay. Swallow.
Lucy, just swallow the bag of weed.
Nice. Who is it? Just kidding. That's a little driver humor. Hello, officer.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know how fast you were pumping those brakes?
I think on the 1s and 3s, or maybe on the 2s and 4s. I can't be honest.
Actually, yeah, it was on the 1s and 3s, and it was driving me insane.
I'm sorry, officer.
You don't. You You don't pump, you don't clap, you don't head bob on the downbeat. You do it on the offbeat so as to create contrast. It's how you feel the rhythm in your heart.
Yeah, well, I no longer feel the rhythm in my heart.
Also, why are your two children in the back seat turning blue?
Do it.
We're fine.
They're fine. They're just a little green or blue in the face because we were trying to have a little bit of the old conversation, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And I'm glad to see a father like you taking an interest in the raising and rearing of your children, that I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Hey. Thanks, officer.
You're welcome. But hey, listen, next time, pump on 2 and 4, and also don't edge into the road as much.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Don't edge into the road.
Yeah, okay.
Don't edge into the road.
Fuck, fine.
Are you all right, sir? Why are you clinching onto the wheel
so hard?
He's
fine. We're good. We should probably.
We got to keep moving. Thank you, officer.
Hey, listen, I don't normally do this, but here's my card. If you need anything, you know, don't hesitate to call.
Wow. Blue lives do matter.
That's right. Sure. I mean, yeah. And I just wanted to, let you know that I could tell by the tan line on your ring finger that you're either a recent divorcee or a widower.
Yeah, that's true.
Which one?
Both.
Oh.
He divorced her after she died.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, Jack, for explaining that.
You're welcome. But he took the ring off way before because he said that he ate too much salt and it hurt his finger.
Yeah, I had a bunch of mozzarella sticks on a flight once. And they were sea salt. Sea salt coated instead of breading.
Wow. I mean, they weren't initially. He just took a bunch of mozzarella sticks and rolled them.
Now, Jack, I'm talking to the police officer, okay? All right?
What a precocious young boy.
Oh, yeah.
And girl!
Lucy.
What? I guess, if you wanna have some mozzarella sticks and you wanna put a little extra salt on it, I think that's nice to have double salted it twice. So here's my card.
Cop card. Call me later.
Since divorce,
hard to get a hold of him.
I'm mostly an email guy, but with this just might fly.
It's my card to call me later. I'm still on duty.
This will be fun. I'll call your number 911.
Hi, can
I please talk to you?
Passing those weed bags later, kids. A wink.
What?
Dad,
cop just flew away.
Dad, you just got a card from a cop. And I guess it's less personal than I initially thought it was because the number on it is General Emergency Services. But did it have her name on it?
Yeah, Dad, did it have her name? I think she really liked you.
She seems like she really likes
you. It did have her name on it. Officer, woman.
Surely not. Let me see. Oh, my God. Yeah. No. Officer Jeanette Woman. Yeah.
Maybe it's not pronounced woman, but it looked like...
I don't know how else you would pronounce that word.
Maybe Woman, but like that's
yeah,
how
exactly.
It's
spelled. Yeah, exactly. It could be Jeanette Woman, but I think it's Jeanette Woman.
Wow. Officer Woman.
Dad, we've been waiting for you to find a new woman or woman.
Yeah, or man. No judgment.
Yeah, no judgment. I wouldn't have any judgment either, but I am straight.
That's what I figured.
Now, let me explain again.
No.
A little bit
no,
about.
No.
Because the thing
no,
that guys no, have to do when they're
no,
together.
No, Dad.
The,
no,
Dad. No. Just
please.
No. Just no. Just
please.
No.
Just yes.
No.
Remember to just say yes.
When?
All the time.
What?
That's right, son. When it comes to sex and you know it is the best, remember you gotta always say yes.
You're saying just say yes.
That's correct.
When? All the time?
All the time.
Just
say yes.
Every single time.
For example, if I was in a park with a stinky old bum and he came up to me with a ghost-looking thumb and said sex, then I'm supposed to just say yes.
Whether it be a preacher, maybe a teacher,
what?
Or who knows but a tiny swamp creature, you must always remember, just say yes.
Wow, that tiny swamp creature, if he comes bubbling out of the water, I gotta be a good listener, a good listening daughter.
And if I see a preacher or if I see a teacher, I guess I just gotta stick around for a while, even though in this situation they would both be pedophiles.
You want us to say yes.
Yes. That's correct.
Starting now.
Yes. See what I did there? I said yes.
Yes. Oh, God, oh. Mom gave better advice than you, Dad.
Yeah, I'm going to take that with a grain of sea salt. Yeah. And
I know you're...
I'm going to follow my own personal North Star on that, Dad. But, you know, I appreciate you going out on a limb. Yeah,
you guys do you, of course. I raise you to be individuals. But just remember, you're not going to find yourself fucking a lagoon monster if you don't say yes to any situation.
Yeah, I don't intend to.
But I see what he's saying, Jack. The spirit of it is be open to experiences.
Yeah,
yes.
I got
yeah.
That well.
And that's why I know for sure I'm not gay.
Okay.
Oh, because
I've
tried.
Said yes in the past.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
That's how I know I also don't like slamming my penis in car doors.
Dad,
why would you ever try that?
You don't know. Okay, look, everyone's got a fetish. Everything's a fetish. Name it, and somebody jacks to it. Name it. Son, name something.
Abstinence.
Oh, that's one of the hottest fucking fetishes
really?
There is. Why do you think people want V-cards, baby?
I didn't know people did.
Look, now that your mom's gone, I could be frank with you sons and daughters.
My God.
I know, I'm sorry. I know mom took our third kid in both the divorce and her death.
I mean, she didn't take him. They died in a car accident together. On the way to kung fu practice.
But after the fact, I let her have young Raphael in her divorce.
If that helps you, then yes.
So my son didn't die. My ex-wife's son died.
I mean, whatever helps you frame it in a way that helps you find peace.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that grief can be complicated.
But, Dad, I mean, I think now is the time for you to reach out to this lady. Maybe not immediately, because I imagine she's still on.
Yeah, she said call later, like several times, so I would give it like a beat and then call her later.
Oh man, I'm very happy to have a millennial input on the dating scene.
Hey, no problem.
Because you know me, I'm an old fart.
We do know that, Dad.
Guys, can I be honest? My favorite part about working at the 911 call center is this pot of coffee we gather around.
I love coming together with all my coworkers and just dishing around this this, what is this, a Sumatran blend?
You know what? Thank you for noticing. I bought a Sumatran blend.
Mm. And guys, it's not even really about the coffee. Mm-hmm. It's about the connections we're making over the pot of coffee.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
Deb, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Tina, you're welcome.
It's like all day, I'm on the phone, and it's so scary and so high stress, and literally lies are in our hands.
Every day.
We get it. There's somebody in your house. There's somebody under your bed.
Sometimes
your house is on fire.
Sometimes it's too much. Like, just tone it down a little bit, caller. Just, I wish you'd be like, yes, we get it. There's someone in your house. Calm down.
Calm down.
Yes, there is a fire on your roof.
Calm down.
Yes, there's a man in the closet and he's wearing a mask and he forced you to drink from a mysterious flask and he's dressed like a clown, but still calm down.
Yes, we get it. You drove off a bridge. Calm down.
Calm down.
Yes, we get it. You've been kidnapped by a witch.
Calm down.
Yes, I understand that you're on the top of a tower and you're with a guy with infernal power, but we're begging you to calm down.
Yes, we get it. Your daughter just drowned.
Calm down.
Yes, we get it. Grandma fell down.
Calm down.
Yes, we get it. Nazis invaded your town.
Calm down. All you Polish people, please calm down. Yes, you're the president and locked inside a vault. Calm down. There's an assassination attempt on your life, but please calm down. And yes, the situation would upset the country and democracy might just crumble all around. But Mr. President, we're begging you, please calm down.
Cause what I wanna say is here is my coffee and I'm drinking it. Calm down.
Yes.
I am taking a little break and thinking it, so you must calm down.
Calm down.
I'm here with my friends and your life's at an end, but I'm begging you if you could just begin to please
calm down. Mmm, I love, but the mouthfeel of it is wonderful.
You know, it coats the mouth.
Hey, what the fuck is going on? The phones are lit up like a goddamn menorah. Go!
Jeremiah! Fine!
Fine, Jesus.
Jeez,
Christ.
Jeremiah!
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jeremiah. And for the last time, we don't understand that reference.
Okay, we get it. You're.
What do you mean?
A menorah has eight individual candles on it.
So there's eight calls waiting for us.
Yes, it was a simile used in a moment of distress, okay? It just
okay,
so happens.
So why don't you just say there are eight calls?
Well, there's more than eight calls because you're in here over. Oh, is that Sumatra?
Thank you for noticing.
Just take a whiff. Yes, eight people might be running for their lives. Calm down. Eight people might be being stabbed with knives. Calm down. Those eight people can wait till later, being stabbed by knives by alligators. Jeremiah, won't you please calm down?
I might be Jewish too. Calm down. Can't believe that gator got loose in the zoo. Calm down. And where did he get those knives, I ask you? Calm down.
We will find out about that gator later, because turn that frown and get him back in his cage. Guys, come on. We got to get the gator back in his cage.
All right.
Guys, I know you're the elephant trainers, and I never come to you for help. But I got to get this gator back in this cage.
We have a 90-minute scheduled watercolor session with the elephant.
Listen, Officer Jeanette, we appreciate that you're always the officer dispatched to the zoo when stuff goes down here. But we're trying to make some elephant paintings here. And so this popcorn is gift store popcorn. And we don't have the authority to just go into the gift store and take their popcorn.
Yeah, what do we look like? Mid-level managers? No.
We're elephant trainers.
Fun! Listen, I'm just going to look in this reflective pond that the flamingos are in. Ha, flamingos. Excuse me. I need to look at this reflective pool.
Allow me to move one leg out of your way.
Oh, thanks, Mingo. Jeanette, woman, do this on your own. Jeanette, woman, you will be alone, but you have courage deep inside. You must save this town, there's nowhere to hide. Jeanette, woman.
Jeanette, woman.
Jeanette, woman.
Jeanette, woman.
Jeanette, woman.
Jeanette, woman.
You're alone. Do it yourself. Do it with a plan. You can do it.
From these feathered friends, we'll always be here from you from the beginning to the end. Cause you are a strong woman and you will be just fine. We flamingos know you gotta take it one leg at a time.
Welcome yourself to the flock and or team.
You're right, I don't have to do it alone. I can lean on you. Flamingos, line up here. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm Jeanette Woman.
She's walking on our backs,
using you like a trail to the back of the zoo.
That's and where they keep the extra popcorn.
Just walk on your backs to the popcorn and lay a trail for that gator.
She's doing it!
To bring him back to his cage a little later. Here he comes. I did it one leg at a time.
One leg at a time.
'Cause I'm Jeanette.
Alligator fall for that popcorny trail? Will that husband find love and stop talking about sex to his two children? What will happen when they try to pass that bag of weed? Find out when we return from the intermission on this musical called
Pump the Stakes! Okay, here's the thing, Zach. Mm-hmm. I want to go to sleep and I want to sleep sound.
Okay.
And here's how I do it.
All right.
I brush my teeth.
Okay.
And I say, good night, moon. Mm-hmm. And then I get on my Lisa mattress.
Whoa.
Because I know that Lisa has an incredible 110 program where they donate to shelters. They also plant trees. They donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer to local causes. Not to mention they have a patented universal adaptive feel. And I like my mattress to adapt to how I feel.
Also, guess what?
What?
What's your pillow? Stop. It's garbage. Get a Lisa pillow. It's better. Hey, you have a blanket? No, you don't. Garbage. Get a Lisa blanket. Get a Lisa foundation and frame. They're branching out, baby.
And so you can make your whole bed a Lisa bed. And I think you should.
Yeah, try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free.
They're available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany online with free shipping. This is 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door.
Or you can try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC.
Virginia Beach.
Yeah, that's right. And over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get 100% off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. Make your whole bed a Lisa bed.
Make everyone's bed a Lisa bread.
Don't stop until every bed is a Lisa bed.
Go to sleep and listen to this message and let it incept into your brain.
And ask yourself, does the top fall over?
Welcome back.
When we left our father, widowed and divorced with his two children, Jack and Lucy, he was maybe going to find love with Jeanette Woolman, the officer trying to save the zoo from a loose gator on the backs of Mingos, and will 911, will those call people ever get back to their jobs from that coffee? We're gonna find out right now in Act 2 of Pump the Stakes.
Dad, I do not remember the trip to the zoo being this long. You are taking too long to drive us there.
Yeah, Dad, you're inventing stops just so that you can pump these brakes.
Oh, look, a scenic overlook.
Dad!
Let's check this out for a second.
Ugh, fine.
Ooh, well, this is a nice vista.
Yeah.
It's a solid vista.
Huh.
I mean...
Or is it vista?
Vista.
Is it...
That famous line, hasta la vista...
Is it goodbye, beautiful scenic outlook?
Huh?
What?
Dad, ever since Mom died, sometimes you just gotta get lost in the metaphysical thought, you know?
Also, I think that weed bag opened up inside me.
Oh, yeah, that could be possible.
Yeah, mine also didn't. Also, I have a question. When you're swallowing it to make it easier, you don't swallow the bag, right?
Oh,
It out of the bag.
And to make it easier, you like cook it into butter and make brownies out of it,
yeah,
right?
We made brownies in the backseat of the car.
I was wondering why the car smelled like Betty Crocker. Yeah, why did I let you bring that Easy Bake Oven on our road trip?
Because it's convenient.
Jack gets to bring his stuffed alligator, and I get to bring this Easy Bake Oven.
I love alligators so
alligator.
Much. I love alligators with every fiber of my being. If I ever saw a real alligator, I'd give it a big old hug and a kiss on the mouth.
Wait! You guys seeing what I'm seeing? Whoa. Is that a gator climbing up this vista?
What is that gator doing?
Holy shit.
Dad, are you seeing that gator?
Yeah, it's not the THC, which traditionally does not cause hallucinations, but it is not that. There is a true gator climbing a vertical fucking cliff.
Oh, whoa, this is the cliff on the side of the zoo. I guess we're there. We're just at like the bottom section of the zoo.
Yeah.
Cliff at the bottom.
Well,
got it.
The bottom of the cliff is the bottom.
The bottom.
Ooh, what makes the bottom of a cliff if, because the cliff is the top part, so what do you call the bottom of a cliff?
Whoa, I guess maybe the ravine?
But then, if that's true, the top of a ravine is the bottom of a cliff. I'm so high. Of a ravine is the bottom of a cliff, and I'm so high. The end of a rainbow's the beginning of the end of something else in my mind. The top of a cloud is the bottom of rain, and I'm so high.
Top of a mountain's just a dent in the sky, and I'm so high. The end of a butter's the beginning of a fly, and I'm so high. The petal on a flower is the end of a stem, and this is a way that all grass can begin, and I can stop and ask why, 'cause I'm so
I have no idea what you're talking about, 'cause I'm not high.
You're not high.
It's like listening to two different radio shows at the same time, 'cause I'm not high.
If your car plays two radio stations, is it still radio, or is it some sort of stereo? So if you cut the horn off a narwhal, is it just a tiny whale? And if you put a dolphin on a construction site, could he hold a pail?
If that gator gets any closer to us, Jack kiss him on the mouth.
I will.
It's the beginning of the North Star, the South.
I'm gonna go kiss that alligator because I am so high.
That's a bad idea, Jack.
It's got so many teeth, all good for kissing because I'm so high.
I regret telling you say yes.
The more teeth, the more kissing prowess, and I'm sure he's a kissing guy. I'm gonna kiss this alligator, but first I gotta climb up the side of this cliff, or the bottom of this ravine, or the middle of this very flat mountain, or this very natural building, or this very messed up sideways beach that gravity doesn't work the right way on. Because I'm so high.
Oh, you can do it, Jerry. Just keep eating this popcorn up the side of this mountain. Gotta dig in your claws. They said to you, alligators can't scale a cliff. You tell them, just dig your claws into the cliff. A little popcorn for me. Gotta love popcorn so much. That buttery flavor. It's very impressive that this popcorn is inlaid on the side of the cliff. Just going up a little bit. They said, you're an alligator. You're supposed to just eat meat. And I said to him, no, I don't want meat. I want that sweet, sweet Orville Redenbacher flavor with just a little too much butter, maybe a little sea salt. I'm just a gator. I'm just forlorn. All that I want to do in my day-to-day is eat all this popping corn. Ooh, that smell when I get a whiff. Nothing can motivate me more to climb up the side of this cliff. Mr. Orville Redenbacher, you got me swayed. And you got a product that make me climb up a cliff for days. Everyone knows I'm a hungry, hungry beast. But my favorite popcorn topping is nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast! Nutritional yeast! Nothing tastes so good a popcorn as nutritional yeast! You want a healthy substitute for a delicious feast? Top your popcorn with nutritional yeast!
Thank you, Mingos! Thank you so much! Thank you for your help!
Go, young woman! Young Miss Woman, go, be strong, be yourself.
Be yourself. You get that gator back in his cage.
And did you know we're only pink because we eat a lot of shrimp?
Yeah. If we didn't, we would be white.
Wow, y'all, that's such a fun fact.
Isn't
I mean,
it?
That is the epitome of a fun fact because it's fact. And when I learn it, I say, yo, that's fun.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Most cops have partners.
Oh, yeah.
You work alone.
That's right. Well, I used to have a partner, but...
Oh, but he flew south for the winter and then got lost on the way back or got stuck in the engine of a jet. We know that happens.
Yeah. Wait, what happened to your partner? Was he forced to stand on a tacky front lawn for a summer in Florida?
No. It was the first one.
He got flying south in a jet engine?
He was flying south for the winter, and he got pulled into a jet engine. It was... horrible. He was an avid hang glider, and he was jumping off the top of a ravine.
Mm-hmm. Which is the bottom of a cliff.
That's right.
That checks out. It's definitely true.
I followed that the whole way.
And he was flying south, and, you know, a harsh wind picked up his...
Were you with him when it happened?
I was.
Oh, Jeanette. I love you so much, even though we're just partners at work. But I love you like a partner. It's a work love.
Work love. Oh, Marshall, I'm so excited to watch you fly. I I'll watch you from the bottom, I'll watch you from above with my work love.
Work love. I'm up here on the mountain, as high as I can get. I wanna show you as I hang glide near these low-flying jets.
I'll watch you majestically bob and weave. I love you with my work love, in you I do believe.
Hang glide for my work love, I never let it slide. For my work love, you make me feel alive. Like a free dove, flying like a dove. For my work love.
Tower, this is Flight 800. We're just making a swing by the bottom of the ravine / top of the cliff.
I'm so sorry, but everyone in the tower is on a coffee break.
Well, that's fine. I'll just wing it. I'm a pilot, after all.
Okay, good, because we have this amazing Costa Rican import coffee, and we just gotta check out its mouthfeel.
All right. Well, you enjoy that, sweetheart. Let me take a sip from my flask.
Oh, Jeanette. Oh, you're making me feel so fine. You make me ignore that oncoming giant turbine.
No, don't ignore what you see. Glide back to me. You gotta glide for your work, love.
Oh shit, I'm now inside.
Tower, this is Flight 800. We seem to have gotten some big old bird in the engine now. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Finally, my time to shine. I'm a pilot, drinking in the cockpit. Oh shit, bitch, it's lit.
Supposed to be in here, but could you please be safe? Because one thing is clear, go slow, please, for our sake, dear pilot. Will you pump the brakes?
I can't ignore it. It's my big moment. I must fly.
That commercial airline into space.
That's right, and no one ever heard from them again.
Yeah, we're, you know, sometimes they say on a cold night you can still see them like a comet circling the sun. I mean, circling us.
Tower, this is Major Tom.
Well, listen, you can hear it now.
Just want to say goodbye.
Jeanette, you've been through a lot.
Yeah,
but
thanks.
A lot of flamingos in their life know someone who got torn apart by a jet engine.
I know, I'm sorry. It must be awful common.
No. We want to let you know that we're here for you.
Thank you, Mingos. Y'all are the best friends I've ever had since Marshall.
Hey, and you should probably know that Mingos is a racial slur.
Gosh, honestly, I am so sorry.
We're going to let it slide.
You were using it with such confidence that we were just like, she doesn't know. There's no way she knows.
Yeah, we're not putting anything on you. We just, in case you run into other flamingos who are a little less chill.
Thank you so much.
Just say Ming Mings.
Flammies and Ming Mings both work well.
Yeah. Mingos is a no-no.
You know what? I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm going to get in a situation now where I'm going to be afraid to say anything.
Just say flamingos.
Okay, yeah, flamingos. Flamingos.
Also, we're having a little flamingo later on if you want to come on by.
Oh, y'all, thank you so much for being so forgiving with your open hearts.
Yeah, please. Oh, and bring a +1 if you can.
But don't bring that alligator. But do catch that alligator.
Yeah, no, that great.
Before you go, Officer Woman, we just had 12 or 15 things we needed to ask.
Oh, sure, yeah, we got a bunch of things. We don't get to talk to a police officer too often, so we have, like, some demands.
Oh, okay.
One more shrimp, we would like more shrimp. Our next one is more shrimp. And two after you bring us that shrimp. Please bring us more shrimp.
If you see what we're talking about, it's mostly shrimp. So if you can grab us a shrimp, that would be shrimp.
Yeah, four is a birthday soon, and then we would like a present. And for that birthday present, we'd like it to be a pheasant. Inside the pheasant, like a kind of feathered blimp. We'd like that blimp to be full of a bunch of delicious shrimp.
Now don't just sit there, need you to jump. Now don't forget Bubba Gump. He makes shrimp and cocktail shrimp and coconut shrimp and shrimp cocktail and shrimp scampi and shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi and shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi and shrimp scampi and shrimp scampi.
Take us to Bubba Gump for shrimp scampi. Take us to Bubba Gump for shrimp scampi. That's the only thing we want, so keep the suggestion handy. Take us to Bubba Gump for shrimp scampi. That's it.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah, that should be easy enough. Thanks. Y'all, you better fly out of here or walk whatever you prefer, because that gator, he's coming up this cliff.
We can't fly. Our wings are clipped so we don't leave the zoo.
Oh, y'all, that is terrible.
Yeah, let's not get into the actual sad details of while we're in the zoo.
Yeah, let me just usher you away then.
It's okay. Birds fly as a matter of... Because we have to, not because it's fun. We're happy here.
Shrimp,
don't worry.
Shrimp, 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 shrimp.
Whoa. That's right, Gator. Just a couple more popcorns.
Oh, I've eaten so many of these popcorns and... not one of them's had nutritional yeast on it. I keep hoping maybe the next one will, but, well, maybe this one. Nope. Maybe this next one. Hey, who's that lady looking at me real?
Hi, Gator.
Hi, lady.
It's time for you to get back in your cage.
Oh, I don't wanna. All the other alligators in that cage are like, you need to eat fish and eat flamingos and eat anything that accidentally falls in the cage. The only thing that I want to eat that accidentally falls in the cage is Orville Redenbacher's popping corn with a little topping of nutritional yeast.
Oh.
At the top of the cliff, we see the dad with his two kids. Do you think it's technically later now?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like from when we got pulled over?
Yeah.
Dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give her a call. By the way, so tired from scaling the side of that cliff.
Jack. You gotta exercise more.
I know, I don't. These muscles were made for easy bake oven.
Yeah, Jack, if you're gonna want to fuck a swamp thing, you're gonna need to be in better shape.
I don't want to fuck a swamp
thing. But you need to be open to it.
I mean...
Dad, you saw him almost get ate by that gator, and you already said you regretted that lesson of yes.
I know, but I'm just so torn being alone. Let me give Officer Woman a call.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, fuck, what was her name? I lost the card.
It's 911.
Right, okay, thank you, guys.
And so I said to him, I said, this is the most delicious cut. Oh, hold on, my light's flashing. Hello, 911 Emergency Services. If this is not an emergency, please hang up and dial a different number.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'm looking for Officer Jeanette Woman.
Oh, well, this is not an emergency, but honestly, she's been single for a long time, and I think that this sounds like a romantic call.
Wow, I'm going to pretend I don't have this information when I speak to her, because that feels like you spoke out of turn.
What's that?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
I'll connect you.
Please?
I mean, she might not pick up. She is on duty right now, but...
It is later.
I don't know what that means.
It's later from when I spoke to her earlier. She told me to call her later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here you go. Patching her through. Officer Woman? Officer Woman? Paging Officer Woman.
Oh, this is Officer Jeanette Woman.
There's someone on the line for you, and I immediately forgot his name.
Oh.
Said he talked to you earlier?
The guy from earlier. I guess it is later.
You want me to put him through?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Sir, what is your name again?
Jeff.
I'm going to put you through, Jeff. Here you go.
Hi, this is me from earlier.
Hi. Jeanette Woman?
Jeanette Woman.
Oh, hi, it's Jeff Main.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Well, listen, thanks for calling later, but actually now isn't the perfect time. I'm at the zoo trying to get this gator back in his cage.
Wait, is that gator with that greasy, buttery smile?
Yeah. Wait, how'd you know?
Because my son just climbed back up a cliff with his mouth all greased up.
Dad, I'm on the back of the gator!
Jesus Christ.
The best day of my life.
Hey, wait, yeah, I knew I recognized you. Hey, son, get off this game. Wait, let's hang up, because we're standing next to each other.
What are you doing on my back, little boy?
I just love alligators so much. And I got this little stuffed alligator right here. I love how they're kind and gentle. Whee! It's running around!
Wow, your son has incredible balance. I mean, that gator is going fast.
All my kids take kung fu.
Wow.
All three of them.
Oh, there's a third child?
There was a third. My wife got him in the divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you get to see him sometimes?
No, he died the day my wife died, but I also added him to the divorce papers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Listen, I've lost someone too. I lost my work love into a turbine.
Oh, work love. That's a thing.
Yeah. It definitely is. Well, I mean, I guess now we should help your son be safe and also get that gator back in his cage. And maybe you and me can talk later?
Yeah, I'd like that. I'm free later.
Me too.
Jack, do you think you have what it takes to ride that sumbitch back into the zoo?
You know it, Dad!
You can do it, Jack! I'm baking you a pie for when it's done!
Thanks, sis!
Mr. Gator, I might sound a little cocky, but I've trained my whole life to be an alligator jockey. So let's ride into the sun. Hear this, I've got something that will be fun. I'm gonna need some baking supplies to help corral this gator.
I'm on it.
I'm gonna need to know in his eyes what he wants to snack on later. What do you think?
I got a giant Tupperware full of supplies that I drive in the car with Dad all the time.
Are there corn kernels in it, Lucy?
Of course.
I may just be a toothy beast. Does one of those containers have some nutritional yeast?
Oh, what kind of 9-year-old girl would use her nutritional yeast? That would be the biggest mistake. Of course I have nutritional yeast.
We'll ride towards the yeast.
I have nutritional
yeast. We won't
yeast.
Have to fake it. And as I ride this gator into his pen, those elephants can paint it.
I guess we need to trust my son Jack, even though he's a stoner. Oh man, Jeanette woman's giving me.
Nutritional yeast. I want it so much. Hey, I'm back in this cage.
Hey, Jerry?
Hey.
I'm sorry we said you couldn't climb that cliff. That was right mean of us.
Yeah, also, I did it.
Yeah, no.
You did do it, Jerry. Congratulations.
I'm sorry I rebelled so hard against you guys. I like most of the stuff that alligators do. I just wanted a little Orville Redenbacher's popcorn with nutritional yeast.
And well, I think that's fair.
That's completely fair, and that's why we pulled our assets together to get you a Hanukkah gift.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Hoxamea alligators.
It's 8 days and nights of nutritional yeast.
Oh, it took a little boy on my back to really give me the greatest Hanukkah gift of all. Hey, thanks, little boy. Hey, no problem, alligator. And you're a kind of swamp thing, I guess, and...
I don't want to sleep with you, but I would like it if we could be best friends.
Yeah, I think I'd like that too.
Hey, guys, look! I think I might be still a little high, but was that just a shooting star in the broad daylight sky?
It's me, Major Tom, flying by in the sky, saying oh, it's fucking lit up in this bitch.
And it's me, Marshall's here as well.
Marshall?
And by you finding love, we can finally go to heaven and not this outer space hell.
Son, that means a lot. Now,
Mom's here too.
Hi, and I just want to say, I'm happy that you're happy. Go, Jeff.
Could you go to the place you are, we always went as a family? The one place where we all could feel free. It was the best place. The Outback Steakhouse, how we love to shout it.
I'm sorry, y'all, but that Outback, I suppose, didn't have enough traffic, so it had to close. But hold on, please get rid of that lump in your throat. If you got my goat, well, here's what I'll say. Can do this together with my friends in some feathers. This won't be an ending that is limp. Let's go to Bubble Gum Shrimp. Come on, flamingos.
Bubble Gum Shrimp.
Let's go now, not later. Save the day with help from the gator. Let's go now, all to
Sorry.
Gross.
What happened?
I've been edging all day.
Oh, y'all, you have got to save that for later. You have got to. Like, we are at the beginning of our relationship. You have got to save that for
this
later.
This has nothing to do with you, okay?
Oh, okay.
My ex-wife, my dead son, a bunch of flamingos, a gator, my two living kids, the woman I have a crush on, a space pilot, and some sort of hang gliding ghost all arrived.
Dad,
I didn't realize.
I'm high out of my mind, but that's the coolest thing you've ever said. And can I just say, even though we're going to Bubba Gump Shrimp,
yeah,
we can pretend like we're going to Outback Steakhouse because they still have steaks here. And our family loves steaks so much.
Oh, of course, Jack. We can pretend it's an Outback if you want. And we can have shrimp, and we can have steaks.
Can we?
Hell, there's no rules.
Really?
It's just right.
Yeah, take all the steaks you want. Take every single steak.
Fill yourself with beef and some extra butter.
Take all the steaks. You can take all the steaks. One steak and then
the musical. They're all musicals. I don't know why we say that after.
Well, because I want people to know.
Okay. Well, don't get it confused with Pump the Stakes, Martin Scorsese's.
Don't get it with the stage play Pump the Stakes. Guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back right after a short break.
Pump the break. Stakes? I don't know. Oh,
is going to be here before you know it, and your spring forecast is looking bright at ModCloth, dear listeners, this, and maybe mine.
Yeah, you got to get that ModCloth. They're a sponsor of Offbook. We love ModCloth.
Yeah, because you know what? Get some fresh duds so you can set the tone for the season in some, oh, happy hues, fresh florals, fun nautical details.
That is one of the best words that's ever been a word.
Nautical? Yeah, well, they've got it all, and they got cute shoes to, you know, that cardi that goes with everything. And I know that you're looking for the perfect fit. Well, their signature label comes in a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X.
So you know they got a cardi in which for you to party.
Yeah.
It's a party cardi.
You got a party cardi. You got that cardi that helps you go from day to night and just fit so right.
What if I don't know what size I am?
Well, you can get a free sizing, fit, and styling help from their team of mod stylists.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I did a little searching on ModCloth when I had a friend who wanted to do some, you know, some kind of cooler bridesmaids dresses, and we found some great stuff on ModCloth. We all looked great. We all looked individual. We all took great photos.
Did you have nautical details?
No, we did not.
A wooden maiden carved to the front of your ship.
Guys,
ahoy from ModCloth.
Just go to ModCloth.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK15 at checkout to get 15% off your order of $100 or more. That's ModCloth.com, promo code OFFBOOK15. Look sharp at ModCloth, baby. Bye.
Welcome back.
John Gabris.
Dude, crushed it.
Thank you. My face is still very hot, but that was really exciting.
I was laughing so much,
watching you really, like, dive in, and I... This is an audio medium, but the people need to know that sometimes you were closing your eyes.
Yeah, I was trying.
You were like
very
really getting into it. You were feeling the music.
I don't care what the listener thinks. I was just like, I'm going to at least try hard.
it was
really exciting to watch you two up close as a fan of this podcast. Seeing it in person, literally a foot or a foot and a half away from you guys, was really fucking exciting.
What a dear.
We had a great time.
What a dear, sweet Gabris.
You want to do one?
All of a sudden, I get into musical theater at 35.
Hey.
You can do it.
You can do
Weird things have happened.
Yeah.
We're going to do a quick segment real quick, but before we do, some quick housekeeping. If you live in California and are interested in seeing...
Or you like trips.
Offbook is doing two live shows. We have one at the Nerd Melt Theater
on January 25th.
In Los Angeles. And then we will be at San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Our show is on Sunday the 28th.
Yeah, so like...
Go to those things.
Get those tickets. We would love to see you there. It's always so fun for us to see fans of the pod. We'd love to meet you.
Yeah.
Come on out. Show up.
For fuck's sake.
Jesus, guys.
I mean, you haven't shown up yet.
We haven't. We're here every week, and you're often not here.
Now, tonight is an exception. This night manager runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
You guys got to get out of here.
Okay. We're going to do a little segment that we like to call
New Phone Who Dis.
So, Gabris, if you could just read us an ingoing or outgoing text message that you have, and then we're going to rap about it.
All right, cool. This was an ingoing text. Hi, Jonathan. I have been trying to reach you for days. Everything okay? We keep hearing about fires in LA. Call when you can.
Dope.
XOXO.
Yes.
That is from Mom.
Aww, thanks, Mom.
That's great.
Who thought I died in the fire and didn't hear about it.
All right.
Yo, I am a mom, this is a bit revealing, but I'm afraid I have a sneaking feeling that my son just died in a fire. But I can't get up to a full call to inspire. I can't call him on the phone because he'll just let it ring. And I want him to bring only good news he'll bring. So I'm gonna just lay it down with a simple text so that this information I won't regret.
Are you dead? If you're dead, you gotta tell me. Are you dead? Cause if you're dead, you gotta tell me. I'm been hitting you up on your cell, see? Are you dead? If you're dead, you gotta tell me. Son, if you died, then you best leave a message. I am your parent, and you know you must respect this. I raised you from a young boy into a young man. And if you can't call me, cause you died, goddamn, you gotta have more respect than that. I've been taking care of your dogs and your cats when you go out of town. And now there's fires all around, and I don't know if you're dead. Please make a sound. Are you dead? If you're dead, you gotta tell me. Are you dead? Cause if you're dead, you gotta tell me. Just please hit me up on my cell, see, son. If you're dead,
you gotta tell me.
How come you didn't call? Are you just coasting? All the hills are sitting there roasting. I'm over here, not to be boasting, but I'm 6'2" and 300 pounds of toasting. Now, you better respond when I send you a text over iChat. I get it, you're fat, you don't feel the vibrate in your thigh, and that is an issue for you. And listen to me, I'm your mother now. I'm over
over here on the island that is long. I get it, you are off in LA being super duper strong or whatever it is, gay. You feel me, son? Answer your fucking phone, will you now? Answer your fucking phone, will you now?
Answer your fucking phone, will you now?
Are you dead? If you're dead, you gotta tell me.
John Gabris.
If you're dead, you gotta tell me.
This is that mob music.
Hitting you up with my cell, see? If you're dead,
if you're,
you gotta tell me. Are you sitting at the bottom of a well? I can't tell because I'm not getting reception from your cell. Are you dead at the top of a cliff? Yeah, we're going back to the cliff for a second rip. And you're dead, if you're dead, and you're feeling so mean at the top or the bottom of that gator ravine. You gotta get that phone for your mom. You gotta call her. Oh, you gotta call her so long to the island. That's where she lives. You gotta text her so she will forgive.
Are you dead?
If you're dead, you gotta tell me.
Are you dead? Cause if you're dead,
you gotta tell me.
And an airplane engine? That's an airplane engine. Fuck it, we're done. This is that music.
Text your moms.
Text your moms. Tell them you love them. John Gabers, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Please, thanks for having me, gang.
Hey, where can the people find you? Listen to High and Mighty. Listen to Raised by TV.
Yeah, listen to Action Boys. Yeah, hit all my podcasts. You can follow me at John Gabers on Twitter. Guys, I promise, I won't sing.
No, sing forever.
Sing. That's, as always, Scott Passarella on the keys.
Give it up for him. He's amazing. We can't do without him. We love him so much.
Thank you, engineer Brett. Thank you, producer Dana. We love you guys so much.
That's everyone who's in this room. Plus Jen? That night
Not,
manager.
Don't forget me, y'all. You better get out of here. They're recording the CEO's podcast.
So we will leave you with the thing that we end every episode with.
Asparagus is meant for Sharagus. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Earwolf podcast listener. Scott Aukerman here from Comedy Bang Bang. It's a brand new year, and you know what that means. It's time for Comedy Bang Bang to count down the top episodes of 2017. You voted for your favorites. Now you can hear Paul F. Tompkins and myself talking about the best episodes of the year on our Best of 2017 specials. Listen to the whole four-part special this week on Comedy Bang Bang, and I'll see you in 2018.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.